window shopping, a lady came out and I said, "Lady, would you like me to carry your packages to your car for you?" I don't see why that made her cry. It wasn't then, it was later. She smiles and she says, "Why, thank you. Aren't you a little gentleman?" And I said, "Yes, I am." So she handed me her packages, and I dropped her eggs. Is that when she cried? Nope, later. So then I bent down to pick up her eggs, and I tipped over the bag of oranges. That sure is a steep hill. Get away from you? Not all of them. I dropped the rest of her packages on the cement and ran after them. How many did you catch? Four. Is that when she...
Nope.
So then I picked up her packages from the cement, and all the containers of milk were leaking. Is that when
nope.
So finally we got all her stuff in the car. And she got in and started the motor. And I said, "Hey, lady, aren't you going to give me a tip? How much she give you?" She didn't give me anything. She just snorted and then she started to cry. Guess she was just nervous. When Mom heard what happened, she told me from now on I can't ask for rewards when I do something nice for somebody.
Dennis, this is long distance.
Yes, Dad. Yes, everything's all set. I'm packing now, and Henry's going to drive me up tonight.
Tell him Grandma's coming to take care of Dad and me while you're gone.
Yes, Henry's mother's flying in this afternoon.
In an airplane, tell him.
He knows that, dear. No, no, Dad, I'm going to stay just as long as you need me, till you're back on your feet again.
Oh, tell him I'm sorry he broke his foot.
You told him that yesterday, dear.
Yeah, but I'm still sorry today, though.
Now, Dad, it's no trouble at all. And I can run the business for you just fine, you know that.
Tell him I broke a leg one time. On the coffee table.
Just a minute, Dad. Dennis, you're going to have to stop interrupting her.
Don't bother your mother, Dennis. Come away from there.
Yes, he's full of conversation.
Is everything okay? Is he still getting out of the hospital tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Does he need anything? Ask him if we can bring him anything.
I did, dear. No, Dad, that was Henry.
Come on, Dennis, let's go in the front room. Long-distance calls cost money.
Ask Grandpa if he'll call us next time, Mom. Dad lets me talk as long as I want when it's Grandpa's call.
Come on, Dennis. Son, Mom and I are going to be kind of busy today getting ready to leave and all, and, well, you're just going to have to sort of stay out of the way, okay?
Well, I will, because I'm going to have a busy day, too. You know what I have to do today.
No, what do you have to do?
Keepers, don't you remember, Dad? You said I could. You said I could open my piggy bank and...
Oh, yeah, the present for your mother.
Her going-away present for me. She'll sure be surprised, I bet. Real surprised.
Dennis, what is this big surprise?
It's a secret. They got them down at Finch's drugstore. I'm going to get my money right now and go down there. My dad's going to leave Mom at Granddad's house because Granddad is Mom's dad. And one of his feet's broken, you see. And while Mom is taking care of Mom's dad, Dad's Mom's going to take care of Dad and me. She's my grandma.
All right, Dennis, is that all?
That's all I can think of, Mr. Finch. Unless you'd like to hear more about my grandma, she's coming on an airplane.
No. I mean, do you want to buy anything else?
No, sir. Boy, my mom is sure going to like those earrings, I bet. She loves gold earrings.
That's $3.42, including tax. So if you will just get... Oh, hello, George.
Oh, hello there, Lawrence. Well, Dennis, what are you doing here?
Hi, Mr. Wilson. You ought to see the swell earrings I bought my mom for a going-away present.
Well, you haven't exactly bought them yet, Dennis. Have you got $3.42?
Oh, sure. I've got lots of money, Mr. Finch. Wait till I show Mr. Wilson the present. Look, aren't they beautiful?
Yes, indeed. Those are very nice, Dennis.
$3.42, Dennis.
Okay, I'll get it out while you're wrapping it up again.
No. I've wrapped it once. If you want it wrapped again, you do it yourself.
Oh, boy, swell. Hand me that gold paper and some red ribbon with some stickers. sticky tape.
Arlo, for heaven's sake, don't. Never mind. I'll wrap it myself.
Oh, come now, Lawrence. Let's have a little smiling service here. Wrap it nicely for the customer.
Wilson, did you come in here to buy anything or just to make trouble?
Why, I just made a large purchase here, Lawrence. And I must say, when I pay a dime for 8 cents worth of stamps, that leaves you a mighty handsome profit.
Oh, I know. I get rich off of you, you and this kid here. All right, Dennis, that's it.
Here's the money for it. You just take out whatever it costs and give me back the rest. I trust you, Mr. Finn. You know what I got in this package? What? I just bought my mom the prettiest earrings in this whole town. Heck, my mom's got lots of pretty earrings. Gold and everything. She hasn't got any as pretty as these, boy.
I bet she has.
I bet she hasn't.
I bet she has.
All right, I'll just prove it to you. Wait till you see these, Tommy.
Before I finish tying this, are you sure you don't want to show these to someone else?
Well, I wanted to show them to Mrs. Wilson, but she's not home, is she?
No, she's over at your place helping your mother, but if she were here, she could do a much better wrapping job, but...
Oh, I bet nobody could wrap it any sweller than that, Mr. Wilson. Tie it up.
Yeah, all right.
And would you write the card for me, too? I write pretty big, and this is kind of a little card.
All right. Now, let's see. I think we ought to sign it with something nice. How about, lots of love.
Yeah, that's good. From your son Dennis, huh?
Oh, no. I think we can do better than that. I think we ought to sign it with a pet name of some kind.
A pet name? You mean like Rover or Fido?
Oh, no, Dennis. What does your mother call you besides, Dennis?
Well, sometimes she calls me her big boy.
Oh, that's fine. That's good. Lots of love. From your big boy. Ah. Uh-huh. There you go.
Thanks, Mr. Wilson. I'm not going to give it to Mom till just before she leaves.
Fine. Now, I've got some work to do here, Dennis, so you just run along.
I'll have to find a real good hiding place so Mom don't discover it. What do you think I ought to hide this, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, that shouldn't be any particular problem, Dennis. If I were you, I'd hide it on my closet shelf. Now run along now.
Hey, that's a good idea.
All right, goodbye.
I wish you'd let me do that ironing. You must have lots of packing and things.
Oh, I'm in fine shape, really. You just sit there and visit. I have everything I'm going to take all laid out upstairs.
Well, if there's anything I can do to help Mrs. Mitchell while you're gone...
Hi, Mom. Boy, I sure am going to miss you while you're at Grandpa's.
Oh, honey, I'm going to miss you, too, like everything.
You'll be glad you're going away, though, when it's time to go away, I bet.
Glad? Well, I'm never glad to leave you and Dad. Why would I be glad to go away?
Can't you even guess why?
No, I can't even guess.
Good, because it's a secret, and you're not supposed to guess it. Oh, hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear. Working hard?
No, I'm just going over some of the monthly statements. Oh, say, hand me the paid bill file out of the closet while you're there, will you, dear?
George, what a nice surprise. Hand me the bill file out of the closet. Aren't you the sly one?
Sly one? Me?
I had no idea you'd remember.
Remember? I...
I wonder what it is. I love small boxes.
Oh, well, it's really nothing, Martha. I mean, well, you see,
Lots of love from your big boy. George, you haven't signed a card that way in years.
Oh, well, you see, what I mean is I'm not a boy anymore.
Yes, you are. You're my big boy. You always will be. And you're just as sentimental as ever. Oh, my, aren't they pretty? And such good taste.
Oh, well, they're not expensive, Martha. Just a token.
They're just lovely. And anyway, it's the thought that counts. I'll never accuse you of being forgetful again.
Oh, well, I may forget the little things sometimes.
Just the little things.
Just a little thing. But, well, you didn't expect me to forget a day like today, did you?
I didn't know.
Oh, well, I didn't expect to forget a day like today. No, sir, not for a minute.
They'll go with almost everything.
Well, no, a day like today, even though it's not our wedding anniversary or your birthday even, well, it's important.
Mr. Wilson, are you home?
Dennis, stay out there.
I want to get my present to George Daddy.
You and your confounded present have got me in a fine mess.
Huh? Do anything. I just got here and
over here by the fence. I've got to talk to you.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Dennis, there's only one thing to do.
Sure. We'll just have to tell Mrs. Wilson it's a mistake and get Mom's earrings back.
Dennis, no, we can't do that.
Why not? They're Mom's.
Yes, I know, but it's too late for that. No, we'll just have to let Mrs. Wilson keep them. Then you and I will go get your mother an even better pair, right?
Well, I'd sure like to help you out, but I don't think we could find any as pretty as those for my mom.
Oh, of course we can. We can get her some that are twice as pretty.
Well, we could go look, I guess, but why does Mrs. Wilson think you're giving her a present? Is it her birthday?
No, it isn't her birthday. I don't know what the occasion is. Our first date? No, that was in September. Let's see, the first day we met? No.
Why don't you ask her?
Dennis, I can't ask her. Don't you understand? I don't want Mrs. Wilson to know I forgot. Oh, good heavens, this stupid memory of mine.
Hey, here she comes. Maybe I can find out for you.
Oh, no, Dennis, don't you say anything.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson. Gee, those are sure the prettiest earrings I ever saw.
Well, thank you, Mia. I'm glad you like them.
I sure do like them. I've been crazy about them ever since I first saw them. Haven't I, Mr. Wilson?
Since you first saw them?
Well, he means he saw them the minute you came out the door, Martha. You know, young eyes, never miss a thing, see a mile.
I'm crazy about them too, Dennis. Mr. Wilson gave them to me.
Oh, I almost forgot. Happy birthday, Mrs. Wilson.
Well, that's a nice wish, dear. It's not my birthday, but thanks anyway.
Well, see if it isn't your birthday. What day is it? When you get presents, they have to be for something.
Oh, it's for something, all right. Mr. Wilson and I have lots of special little anniversaries, haven't we, dear?
Oh, yes, indeed. We have lots of special little anniversaries, yes.
Well, I have to go downtown, and I'm going to stop by and see your mother, see if there's anything else I can do to help. See you later.
Bye, dear.
Boy, she sure is happy.
Special little anniversary. Special little anniversary. Confound it, why can't I remember?
I hope we can find some earrings as pretty as those for my mom.
Oh, we will.
Because I'd kind of hate to take them back from Mrs. Wilson now.
Well, Dennis, don't even talk of taking them back.
Well, I'll have to if we can't find
them. Oh, come on. Let me get my coat. Let's get down to that drugstore right now.
That's as pretty as those other earrings.
Well, you've been over this $3 tray twice so far.
I knew I bought the prettiest earrings in the whole store the first time, and now Mrs. Wilson thinks they're hers, so I'll just have
Now, Dennis, you just keep on looking. Now, Mr. Finch has all kinds of pretty jewelry here, so you keep looking some more.
Well, now, let's see. You know, the really good stuff, Dennis, is down on this lower shelf. Now, these $10 items are very nice.
$10? Well, leave them there. What are you trying to do, Finch? Rob me?
Oh, no, George. You're one of my most valued customers. Huh. Don't know what I'd do without your postage stamp business. You see anything down there you'd like me to pull out for you, Dennis?
No, thanks. I don't even like those $10 earrings as good as the ones I bought.
Well, now, I guess we'll have to decide on some other kind of a present. Say, a nice bottle of cologne or perfume, maybe.
Why, that's a good idea, Dennis. Your mother loves perfume.
Well, she does like to smell good, all right.
Well, that's fine. Make a perfect going-away present. All right, give us a nice $3 bottle of perfume. Wrap it up prettily.
Oh, I wouldn't sell this boy a cheap bottle of perfume. Not for his mother. No, sir. No, your mother wouldn't like $3 perfume, Dennis. That's no present for a boy to give his mother.
It isn't?
Oh, now look here, Finch. I have got a very nice bottle of cologne. I'm sure she'd love it. $15 a bottle.
Dollars. Oh, no, sir. No, you don't, Finch. No, indeed.
Boy, it sure must smell swell. But I guess that's too much money, Mr. Finch. I don't want you to spend that much money.
Well, don't you worry, Dennis. I'm not going to.
So I think the best thing to do is what I started to do in the first place. I'll just tell Mrs. Wilson that she's wearing my mother's earrings because you forgot what day this is. She'll give them back to me. She's a real nice lady.
Dennis, wait.
Oh, Lawrence, $15 plus tax.
Oh, they're lovely. And they'll go perfectly with your new dress.
You have the best dressed ears in town.
Oh, they're just little inexpensive things, Alice. But it always pleases me when George remembers an anniversary or something.
Oh.
Of course. We women do love a sentimental husband.
Well, while you two are being sentimental, I'll go do something practical.
Hmm?
I'll write you a check. You may need some money while you're away.
Well, that's a nice sentimental gesture, too.
Dad! Dad! I was just coming in, and look who got out of a taxi cab out in front!
Mother! Oh, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here, Henry.
Alice, Mother's here. I'll go get your bag.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Wow, I better hide Mom's present.
Jumped in the cab. Alice, you look wonderful.
Hello, Mrs. Mitchell. Did you have a good trip?
Mrs. Wilson, how are you? Yes, the trip was fine.
Okay, son, here, help take Grandma's bags up to her room.
Okay. Boy, this suitcase feels like it's got presents in it. And we have to be careful, don't we, Grandma?
Just about. She's upstairs talking to Grandma.
Boy, I think it's about time for me to give her a going-away present then, finally.
And I want to see that present. We've been so busy.
I'll get it.
Well, the Wilsons, you look like New Year's Eve.
I want you to know my husband is taking me in town tonight to dinner and a theater.
Wonderful. Alice is upstairs with Mother. Yes, sir, Mitchell, we're certainly going to do the town tonight. I had to move heaven and earth to do it, and it cost me $14 besides. But look at that. Two on the aisle for that big musical. Right from New York, you know.
You are a sport. Come on in and sit down.
Yes, be right there.
Here it is, Dad. Come look.
Gee, that's swell, son. Dennis opened his piggy bank this morning and bought his mother a going-away present. It was his own idea.
Yes, I know about it.
Boy, does he ever know about it. He knows all about it, Dad. Isn't this swell?
It's terrific, son.
I'm going to write this card myself. Love, Dennis on set.
Good. Say, Mrs. Wilson showed us those earrings you bought her. And now you're taking her out to dinner and to the theater. What's the occasion?
I haven't the slightest idea. I just don't know what the occasion is.
But you bought her a gift.
That's just the point. I didn't buy her a gift. I haven't the slightest idea what today is.
I bought those earrings that Mrs. Wilson's wearing myself. For Mom, with my own money.
You bought them, but why?
Mr. Wilson signed the card for me, and it said, lots of love from your big boy.
Dennis,
and I hid it in Mr. Wilson's closet, and Mrs. Wilson thought it was for her. Because today is some kind of a special anniversary.
Never mind, Dennis.
Only Mr. Wilson can't Dennis. Remember what it's all about. And I promised I wouldn't tell Mrs. Wilson, and oh, boy, am I in trouble now.
You're not in any trouble, Dennis. I'm very glad to hear this. So you don't know what day it is.
Oh, now, Martha, please don't make it any worse for me.
Well, I don't know what day it is either.
You what?
Well, at first I thought I did. I thought it was the date of our senior prom. And then I realized it wasn't.
But you said it was a special occasion. Martha, you are the one who started it.
Well, I found that gift, and the card was in your handwriting.
Lots of love from your big boy, it said.
So I thought I'd forgotten a special occasion.
Well, I'll be darned. If this isn't the silliest thing. By golly, this is marvelous. You know, I don't take you out often enough. It's about time we had a night on the town together.
It's been quite a mix-up, hasn't it?
Sure has. And I'm going to give Mom a present right now before anything else gets mixed up.
Yes, I don't blame you.
Oh, that smells just lovely. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm, that is good.
I picked it out. You'll be the best-smelling mom in the whole world, I think.
Oh, I said I will. And every time I smell it, I'll think of you. It's a wonderful present, dear.
Well, I guess we'd better get going. Oh, I'll help you load the car, Mitchell.
Me too, Dad. I'll help you.
I got your heavy coat out, dear.
Oh, thank you, Mother Mitchell. You know, I just don't know what I'd have done without you.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. Now, you go look after your dad. Don't worry about the boys. I'll take good care of them. And I'm right next door if she needs anything.
Okay.
Is there anything else? I'll see if you forgot anything.
I don't think so, dear.
Be careful on the back steps. It's dark out there. Boy, it's a good thing I came back all right.
Oh, I hope they have a fine trip. Why don't you sit down and visit for a while?
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Mitchell, but we have a dinner reservation.
I think we better be going. My husband's taking me to a big New York show.
Oh, how nice.
You've had a pretty exciting day today, haven't you, Mrs. Wilson?
I certainly have, Dennis.
It's almost like a birthday, with a present going out tonight and everything.
And she owes it all to you, Dennis. If you hadn't put your mother's present on my closet shelf, none of this would have happened.
That's okay, Mr. Wilson. I'm glad to do it.
Now, do you have your wallet?
Oh, of course.
And the car keys?
Yes.
And you do have the theater tickets, don't you?
Well, of course I have the theater. Wait a minute. This isn't my coat. Where'd you get this overcoat? From the chair there?
No, from the Newell Post.
Jeepers! Was that your overcoat on the chair, Mr. Wilson? I thought it was Dad's.
What?
I gave it to Mom just before they left.
Oh, $14 worth of theater tickets. Great Scott!
Now, don't fret, dear.
Dennis, how in the world did you do that?
It was easy, Grandma. I just came in the door here, and I went to the chair, and I picked up the coat, and... Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh. I got halfway down the block before I realized I had on your coat.
Oh, Mitchell, am I glad to see you.
Oh, that.
Oh, boy, this is sure one special day you remember.
time, won't you, Mr. Wilson?
Hey, this is Mark Summers asking kids the all-important question, what would you do? Coming up next on the only network for you, Nickelodeon.
Screen Gems film.